Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean?
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Oh, baby, Lord have mercy! Doing the do just for you, Matt the Cat, back on the world-famous Friday Night Cat Fight. Hope you guys had a great week. And it's time to get right back into it, baby. This week featuring songs about trains. For a long time, the train has been the symbol of American transportation. Whether the hobos are riding the freights, or the wealthy are riding in luxury, or the prisoners are going off to prison, or the soldiers are going off to war. It all happens aboard a train, baby. And we're going to take a look at some of the greatest train songs ever recorded. And man, there are plenty. So many, in fact, that I'm going to continue this theme into other shows next week and the week after. Now, this all leads up to this week's Friday Night Cat Fight. As we trace the history of the song, The Train Kept A-Rollin'. Going to have four versions of The Train Kept A-Rollin' up for your consideration and your vote. But that's coming up later on in the show. Let's kick off this train show with the Woo Woo Train, featuring the late, great Richard Barrett, who we lost last year on lead vocal. He was from Philadelphia. He came up to New York City. He started the Valentines, and they had a great doo-wop career. This one spins off the Rama label from 1956. Kicking off the train show with Woo Woo Train.
All aboard!
Bye-bye, baby!
Standing in the rain, I went down to the railroad. I caught myself a midnight train. I beat my way into Texas, landed in a gambling town. I got myself into trouble, I shot a county sheriff down. Oh Lord, I shot a county sheriff down. They put the handcuffs on me, tied me with a ball and chain. They took me to El Paso, they tied me with a ball and chain. These prison bars all around me, no one to go my bail. My heart's sad and so lonely, 'cause I wanna get out of this jail. Oh Lord, I wanna get out of this jail. The jury read the verdict, murder in the first degree. The judge said, take this prisoner to the penitentiary. They put the handcuffs on me, tied me with a ball and chain. I've left my home forever, and I'll never see my gal again. Oh Lord, I'll never see my gal again.
trains this week on the world-famous Friday Night Cat Fight Show. Got the Friday Night Cat Fight coming up in just a couple of minutes over the song The Train Kept A-Rollin'. But let me tell you what you just heard, baby. You just heard the crown prince of dance, Rufus Thomas, from 1968, spinning off the Stax label, holding stable on my rickety old turntable, coming straight out of Memphis, aboard the Memphis train. And before that, the good right Reverend Al Green giving us the backup train, 1967, off the Highline label. That was a top five rhythm and blues record in 67. And Midnight Train by the Johnny Burnett Rock and Roll Trio, featuring, of course, Johnny Burnett, his brother Dorsey Burnett, who won last week's Friday Night Cat Fight over the song Bertha Lou, and Paul Burleson on guitar. They will be coming back later on in the show for their version of The Train Kept A-Rollin', which is in contention this week on the Friday Night Cat Fight. Let's keep those train songs rolling on. Going back to 1958, this was the original B-side of The Champs, Tequila. Here they are doing the fantastic train instrumental, Train to Nowhere.
Time keeps dragging on, but that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. That railroad train was mine. I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Down there by the train. Down. From his 1957 LP, After School Session. That's Downbound Train, and that's kind of eerie, huh? What a... Man. Oh, that Downbound Train's leading you straight to the devil. Man, oh man. Before that, Tom Waits, Down There by the Train, which he actually wrote for Johnny Cash. And the song appeared on Johnny Cash's 1994 LP, The American Recordings, which was produced by Rick Rubin and really ignited, or I should say reignited, Johnny Cash's career. Tom Waits wrote it for him. That was Tom doing his version of his own song. And before that, Johnny Cash, well, one of the greatest train songs of all time from 1956 in Folsom Prison Blues. Just being stuck in that prison, baby, and hearing that lonesome train whistle, making you wish you were any place but where you are. And the Champs with Train to Nowhere. This week's show features some of the greatest guitar work you're ever going to hear. Of course, when The Train Kept a Rollin' comes up in just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear some smoking guitars. But just to tide you over till those smoking guitars catch fire, baby, let's hear from one of the greatest guitar players of all time, the great Chet Atkins. Here he is doing Freight Train, another fantastic train instrumental, here on The Train Show, the Friday Night Catfight.
Turning with a click and a clack. Oh, well, my heart is clicking and a clacking it too. Oh, well, the train is taking me straight to you.
Well, the wow, wow, loud and plain.
Joyful sound.
Wow, 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 wow.
Open wide.
Wake everybody in the countryside.
Wow, wow, love it.
That guitar goes. Here comes that train on my lonely way. If things get better, I may come back someday. Here comes that train, I'm on my lonely way. Here comes that train, I'm on my lonely way. If things get better, I may come back someday. I'm going back to the farm where the rent is cheap. Ain't got no money, but still can't eat. Got no money, pay my rent and board. Landlord kicked me out of doors. Here comes that train on my lonely way. If things get better, I may come back someday. If things get better, I may come back someday. When things get better, I may come back someday.
Spinning off the Irwin label, Eddie Bond with Here Comes That Train. Before that, a song probably recorded in November of 1948. We're not exactly sure. McKinley Morganfield, better known to the world as Muddy Waters, and released on the Aristocrat label, which was the name of Chess Records before it changed its name to Chess in 1950. And spinning off Atlantic from 56, one of the great doo-wop groups of all time, the Cardinals with Choo Choo. And we kicked off the set with the great Chet Atkins and Freight Train. Well, baby, it's time to get down to the matter at hand. On this train show, we're leading up to the history of the song, The Train Kept A-Rollin'. The song was written by Myron Tiny Bradshaw, who was born in 1905. Bradshaw wrote it in 1951 and was the first one to record it. Recorded it himself. His band featured Red Prysock on saxophone. Of course, Red would have a great sax career of his own, recording songs like Hand Clappin' and All That Jazz, baby. We unfortunately lost Tiny Bradshaw in 1958, but man, he recorded some great tunes. Some instrumental, some with vocals, for the King record label out of Cincinnati. Let's hear it for The Train Kept A-Rollin', this week's Friday Night Catfight. So listen closely. We're going to play four songs of The Train Kept A-Rollin'. Want you to listen to all of them in their entirety and then pick the one you truly dig the most. Kicking it off with a great vocal performance from Tiny Bradshaw, 1951, The Train Kept A-Rollin'.
Whoa, bop today.
Oh, what a girl.
Oh, bop today.
Oh, what a girl.
Boo-dow.
Boo-dow.
Boo-day.
Boo-day.
Boo-day. A bop today.
Oh, what a girl.
I hopped the train. I met a real dame. She was a hipster and a gone dame. She was pretty from New York City. And she trucked on down the old fair lane with a heave and ho. And I just couldn't let her go. So get along, sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way with a heave and a ho. And I just couldn't let her go. Yes, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Whoa. Jack, I couldn't let her go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way with a heave and a ho. And I sure couldn't let her go. Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Train kept
Rock and Roll Trio, 1956 off of Coral Records, and their smoking version of The Train Kept A-Rollin'. Paul Burleson is playing lead guitar on that record, and that record is often cited as the first time that a fuzz guitar tone was used. Now, later on, they would invent effects pedals so the guitarist could use the fuzz guitar tone anytime they wanted to. But that wasn't the case with Paul Burleson. What made that tone is a loose tube in his amplifier, and the rest is history. Johnny Burnett Rock and Roll Trio, Train Kept A-Rollin', and before that, Tiny Bradshaw with the original Train Kept A-Rollin' from 51. Johnny Burnett's was from 56. Now we move up 10 years to 1966. One of the great British invasion groups. Of course, most of the early British invasion groups were based in American rhythm and blues. And that's the case with this one as well. Talking about the Yardbirds, featuring their second guitarist, their second great lead guitarist, Jeff Beck, playing a mean, mean guitar. Of course, their first lead guitarist would be Eric Clapton. He left the group. Jimmy Page was offered the spot. Jimmy turned it down at this particular moment. It was given to Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck would be in the group for about 18 months, and then he'd leave to go form the Jeff Beck group, and Jimmy Page would finally become lead guitar player for the Yardbirds, and then the Yardbirds would eventually turn into Led Zeppelin. That's how the whole thing happened, baby. All right, though, enough of me talking. Let's go back to 1966. Here are the Yardbirds with their take on the classic, The Train Kept A-Rollin'.
I'm
Joe Smith. Off the LP, Get Your Wings, 1974, Joe Perry playing an amazing guitar on that one, baby. And of course, before that, from 66, The Yardbirds featuring Jeff Beck on guitar with The Train Kept A-Rollin'. And they're both up against Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio, 1956, The Train Kept A-Rollin', and the original 1951 version from Tiny Bradshaw. Now, which one is it going to be? Go back to mattthecat.com/FNCF and voice your choice. Vote for the one you truly dig the most. I hope you enjoyed this whole show based on train songs as our theme. We're going to continue this theme with part two of train songs and a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight all coming at you next week. Have yourselves a fantabulous weekend. Welcome to the month of May. I'm Matt the Cat, and I will catch y'all on that mother of a flip side next week on the Friday Night Cat Fight Show. Goodbye, baby.